Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Cetera on calbanyan.com. And guess what? I'm back here again with Erica. And today we've got a really, really important topic. And I think you're all going to like it. 7 steps to marketing your hypnosis practice, even if you don't have a clue. And I think this is going to be good because it's one of the things that hypnotists often just don't have a clue about, right? And also there's those who, you know, have a pretty good idea about how to market things, but I bet you're going to pick up 1 or 2 nuggets that will nudge your marketing ahead even further. All right. Let's see here. Erica. Erica is the one that came up with this topic, and she's really becoming, let me give you a little short story. So Erica, there she was, this software person, this person who is very experienced in the world of, you know, doing computer stuff and very well respected in that profession. She's even got a patent or two to her name. And one day she says, I'm going to get into the world of hypnosis, and I'm going to learn how to program and deprogram the human mind. And she goes and she takes a course. And that just spiked her interest even more. It wasn't enough to get her started. So she took the 5 Path 2.0 video series of mine, and then bam, it all kind of came together for her. She started seeing clients, things started going even better for her. Then she took my Week of Power course, and then after that, there was nothing to hold her back. Went full-time profession. In about a year, she can correct me if I'm wrong on that, had to replace a full-time income, and now she speaks at the National School of Hypnotists. She's spoken at the National School of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend in Las Vegas. She writes for the International Association of Hypnosis Professionals 5-Path Journal. It's a journal for 5-Pathers, by 5-Pathers, and she's just going, and you know, I can talk about marketing all day, but I want her to talk about this because it wasn't too long ago she was going from 0 clients, 0 practice, all the way to the web she has today. So with no further ado, let's hear it for Erica Flint.
Thank you, Cal. It's just awesome to be here. I'm just having such a ball here today. And I love talking about marketing. We'll get to that in a minute. Let me tell everybody about you. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works, that really works. And I am and a testament to that because once I got started with 5-Path, it is a system and it's an approach that is repeatable. And that's what I absolutely love about it. Now, Cal has been in the profession for 20 years. And, you know, he's created almost 500 free hypnosis training videos. He's won every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is an author. He's an author of one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings. He's a trainer. He's a speaker. And he's the trainer of some of the best hypnotists in the profession. And he's had a huge impact on me and my business and my life because I was able to take 5-Path. I took a different training before. It wasn't quite enough. It wasn't quite exactly enough to help me feel confident in going out and actually changing lives and doing hypnosis every single day. Once I did 5-Path, it was easy for me, systematic approach, software engineers, Cal said, it was easy for me to take this, take a look at it and say, oh my gosh, I could apply this, get repeatable results all the time with my clients. And that is what helped me go to full-time. You're right, Cal. It was in a year that I went full-time. So really happy here today to share with everybody some of the marketing techniques that I use to take me from 0 to full-time in less than a year. So what do you think about that, Cal?
All right, let's do it. Number one.
All right, so number one. The number one thing to keep in mind when you're talking about marketing is you need to have an awareness strategy. So people need to be aware of you. And the reason that I am bringing this up as number one is because I see it time and time again where a lot of new graduates and kind of people in general think that as you open your business, you get a phone, let's say. So maybe your business name appears in the phone book and that might not even be happening anymore. And you put a sign up on your door and all right, come on, people, come, you know, come see me. I'm a hypnotist, right, Cal? They just like expect people to come knocking on their door. That usually doesn't happen, right?
You know, it doesn't happen at the rate to where it will keep you in business. I know when we opened up our first hypnosis center there in Mounds View, Minnesota, northern suburb of Minneapolis, we put up this huge electric sign next to a big boulevard, main highway, said hypnosis. And one person did walk in from that sign. It was awesome. But you got to have a better strategy than that, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, some people will see a sign on your door, or they'll see, you know, they'll find you. But you really need to have what I call this awareness strategy, right? So how are you going to bring people into your business on a regular basis? And so be thinking about that. How are you going to do that? There's a lot of different ways to do that. Some people talk about wanting to have a referral-only business, and I think that's entirely possible to do. I mean, there are plenty of people out there that do that, but that really takes a lot of time in order to build that up. Don't you think, Cal?
Well, you know, you can't have a referral business until you've had some clients to refer people to you, right? So you can't get started as a referral business.
Right. So you have to have this strategy where you're going to be helping people. And that's why it's called an awareness strategy, where people are going to become aware of your business. And Cal, when I was preparing for this, I came across one of your favorite, you called it your free and amazing top marketing secret. It is episode 456. So I encourage you guys to go watch that. And so, you know, what Cal talks about in this episode is talking about what you do, right? So getting really good at just talking about the fact that you're a hypnotist and what you help people with and how you share, you know, sharing that information with everyone wherever you go, right?
Right. And it's so easy to get them to ask, isn't it?
It really is, yeah, because all you have to ask them is, hey, you know, what do you like to do? Or what do you do, right?
Right. And then they're going to blah, 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 blah. And they say, so what do you do? And then you're off and you're going, right?
Right, right. And it makes it really easy to get started. So if nothing else, you need to be comfortable talking about what you do with anybody and anybody, you know, anybody who will listen. And you can just tell anybody how you help people with a variety of issues. A lot of times the general public doesn't understand that hypnosis can be used for things that aren't that common issues like stopping smoking and weight loss. They don't realize that it can be used for sleeping better, relationship management, that type of a thing.
You know, one of my shortest and sweetest but very effective elevator speech technique is, they say, so what do you do? Oh, I'm a hypnotist. I use hypnosis to help people succeed when nothing else has worked. And they go like, really? Can you help me with, or can you help my daughter with, and so on. It works like it's a movie script. I say that and they say that. So cool.
I love that, Cal. I use that all the time. There is no way to improve upon that as far as I'm concerned. I think it's absolutely right, because what's going to happen when you say that to somebody is they're going to immediately go to the one thing in their life that they are still struggling with, and they're going to ask you if you can help them with that.
Perfect.
All right, second thing, number two, pick one or two things and get really good at it. So here's one of the mistakes that I made when I was first getting started. And I spread myself too thin trying to do everything, right? And this is very common. Oh, I'm gonna, you know, do Facebook advertising, I'm gonna do Google AdWords, I'm gonna put a print advertising out there, I'm gonna look into radio advertising, and you know, just doing too many things and not doing any one of them really well. So it's really important. Pick one or two awareness strategies, and we'll talk in just a moment about what those can be, but pick one or two of them and really focus on them so that you can get really good at it. What do you think about that, Cal?
And Erica, I think with your computer background, I'll bet one of them was marketing over the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, that is still the most, what word do I want to use here? I guess lucrative awareness strategy for me is still marketing over the internet. Still the number one is using Google AdWords. Google still has 70% of the market share in search. When somebody types something into Google, guess what? They are ready right then and there. They're probably suffering right then and there. They're like, oh my gosh, I need to lose this weight, or I've got to quit smoking. And boom, you can reach your clients right then and there. That is the power of internet marketing. Now you can reach your clients right when they're in that moment of need. So AdWords really works. Bing still works, but it is still only maybe 25% market share, so there's not as many people using Bing. But you know what? It's still valuable, especially if in your area there's what's called market saturation. So if there's a lot of people using AdWords in your area, you can still go get a bunch of clients from Bing. And you might have enough clients from Bing that you don't need to do anything else. It might be more than you need in any one month.
You know, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking, you know, the what we do pays really well. So let's say, I mean, it's very typical for a well-established hypnotist in a urban metropolitan area to make $200 a session. And if we see people on average 4, 5, 6 sessions, you know, then we're talking $800 to $1,200 per client. And if we're doing AdWords and, you know, 80% of searches are happening on Google or whatever, and you got 8 clients from that, and it cost you, I don't know, to get those 8 clients, you know, $800. And these are just round numbers because it's easy to do the math, right? Would it, and you're spending, you know, an average of $100 per client to get this client that's going to be worth, you know, so much money to you. $800, $1,000, $1,200. Yeah, that's a great deal. Well, wouldn't it make sense to also spend $200 in Bing to get 2 more clients so that you could get that 2 more clients would be another, you know, at $800 to $1,200 a piece, that's $1,600 to $2,400 for $200. So, yeah, pick one, Google, get good at it. But then there's so much similarity, right, between the, you know, the Bing, which of course is the Microsoft one, to start doing what's working in Google on Bing. Is that correct?
Right. There are tools out there that will allow you to basically import. If you have a Google AdWords account, you can import it to Bing. And so you can just basically kind of, hey, oh, it's working in Google. Let's copy and paste it over to Bing. Right. The market in Bing, they say, is on average, I'm thinking right now, I think it's primarily women in their 50s, 60s. So there's a lot of client-specific things that we can think about that market group is tending to want our help with. Right, Cal?
That's so smart because, yeah, I'm thinking that the person who doesn't switch over to Google or doesn't, you know, switch over to Chrome or Firefox, this is the person who's, you know, not that computer savvy. It's probably the person that didn't grow up around computers and they're 50, 60 years old. And they're just using whatever came with the computer, Internet Explorer that has Bing as their search, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's going to be the default on any Microsoft operating system that you get. It's just going to be Bing search. They would have to go out of their way to change that. So you're potentially reaching a really large market there.
And you know what? You mentioned it was women, right? And women just typically make up the majority of our clients. I would say easily, over my experience of 20 years, somewhere between 70 and 80% of my clients have been women. Is it panning out that way for you too?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I might even say that it's a little bit higher. But I don't have the exact numbers in front of me.
Well, right. And this is typical of all services, be it psychology or medicine. Women are better at getting services than men are. So, gosh, why not advertise where the women are? Perfect. Good. Please continue.
All right. So some of the other ways that we can advertise, and I'm just going to throw some ideas out there for you guys because, you know, these are some of the other areas. After I got really good at doing some of these, then I would reach out to other markets. There, you could also advertise in print. And so my 2 primary strategies are Google AdWords. I've got Bing on the side. And then the second is a local magazine that I use. And this local magazine is really awesome because guess what? It ends up, this particular magazine, the reason I did it is because I saw it in my doctor's office. And so this magazine is specifically kind of sent to doctors' offices around for free. And so I advertise in that print magazine as well. So you can advertise in your local newspaper. You can advertise in print, in a magazine. There's also other online tools like Twitter, LinkedIn, but I don't use those nearly as much. I don't get as much return on those. And so the next thing that I want to talk about, number three, is that you should have short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals for what you are doing for your marketing. A short-term solution might be something like Google AdWords, because you can get, you know, your awareness strategy could be Google AdWords, because you can get your ads online and out there very quickly. Print advertising the same way. There's other things that you could do. The short-term awareness strategy is just like Kel and I talked about. Talk about what you do as much as you can. A medium-term strategy might be more like referrals and testimonials. So that should be a strategy that you're putting into place, an awareness strategy where your clients are referring and you have testimonials that you're putting on your website or in Yelp. Right, Cal?
Okay, I got to back things up a little bit because I've been aching to say this. When you're talking about magazines, is that okay? I have to back up a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. One thing, back before we were advertising on the internet, I was doing a lot of research about, before, you know, our office started in 1996, and I had our first website up, I think in around January 97, and I had our website up before a lot of people were really on the internet, so I had to learn about other opportunities in marketing. And one of the things I had to look at was print. And you just started talking about magazines, and that's when I wanted to raise my hand and say something, that a little insider tip that I learned, and that is, you know, two people, you go and you look at a magazine and in there and see if there are any hypnotist advertising. Now, some people go, oh no, there's already, you know, one or two people advertising in this magazine. I probably shouldn't advertise in there because it's too much competition. That is wrong. You're making that decision too quickly. What you need to do is you go to your library and you go back and you see if you can find that magazine in the library and see if you then look at the most recent edition and then start going back in the editions. If that ad has been running for a year or 2 years or 3 years, guess what? That tells you that that ad is working. Okay? That's super important. If you can find an ad in print media for hypnosis or anything else that you want to promote that's been there for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, then you immediately got to think, wow, that thing's been tested over a period of time. It rare is the person that's going to spend the money on a print ad month after month, year after year, unless they're getting some return on it. If you can find a magazine that has two people in there that have been advertising month after month, year after year, then guess what? That magazine with those kind of ads work. And so what you want to do is you don't want to stray too far from the formula that's right there in front of you. There's two ads that work. And so you want to style to make your ad similar to theirs in style and feel. You might do a bit of research to find out, you know, things you could do better, but you don't want to just suddenly go off and do some wild thing when you've got these long run ads that have worked. So that's one of the things I recommend, that if you're looking at any kind of print media, it could be newspapers, magazines, newsletters, whatever it is, don't be disheartened if somebody else is advertising in there. That's exactly what you want to have happen. How's that sound, Erica?
Oh, that's such great advice, Kyle. I love that. Why mess with what's working, right? So I absolutely love that idea. I've had my advertisement in there for almost 3 years. Yeah, you're right. It works. So great advice. So let's see. I think I was talking about the medium, getting referrals and testimonials. I think that's something we should always be working on as a strategy that is just, we kind of incorporate this awareness strategy into our business at all times.
Perfect. Hey, we're at a point where I'm starting to wonder, do you think this is going to be a two-part series or is this going to be a one-part series?
I think it's going to be a two-part series because we're just at the end of number three right now.
All right. Will you go through what those three are called right now?
Yeah. So the awareness strategies, you should have a short-term strategy, a short-term strategy. Okay. That's something like getting clients next week And for that, I categorize something like the internet, because you can get it out really quickly, or just talking about your business, that type of a thing. A medium-term strategy, which is something that, you know, might be, you can implement now and it might show you results in a couple weeks or a month. And then a long-term strategy. A long-term strategy might be more of something like building really good SEO on your website, where you're continually building your website's credibility and ranking on Google. That does not happen overnight, and that will need to take some time. Does that make sense, Kyle?
Perfect. Good. Is there anything else you want to say on that? I'm just trying to do some time management stuff here.
Nope. So we can end there with number three, which is coming up with short, medium, and long-term strategy. And then we will finish with four, five, six, and seven next time in the next episode.
Okay, before we get into that, will you talk about your marketing group on our Hypnospace?
Yeah, absolutely. So on our Hypnospace, I have a marketing group there where we talk about all sorts of things marketing, like how to market your business, how to market yourself, classes, training, how to bring in clients. And so that's a great place to join us, our Hypnospace there. And we'll be talking about this episode, getting some feedback there. And I'm there to answer questions for you guys too. If you have any more detailed questions about what you're doing, what's working, what's not working, if you have specific questions about how to do some marketing, I want you guys to check in there, ourhypnospace.com. You can find me there, the marketing group. And other than that, my name is Erica Flint, so it's wonderful to have you guys here today. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com and OurHypnospace.com.
Awesome. Thank you. Oh, so this is going to have a lot of information in it. I want to really encourage you to go over to Our Hypnospace if you're not already a member. There's a number of groups that are going on there. Erica's is probably one of the most successful, most active groups on the site. I also post videos from time to time, and so make sure you do that. All right, once again, I want to tell you folks that you deserve a pat on the back, because, you know, a lot of hypnotists, they take their certification course and they never crack a book again, they never watch a video again. They think they know everything about hypnosis. But you folks, you viewers right now that are watching, you're the ones that really want to be among the best of the best in the profession. So you seek out things like this. And that's why, you know, I encourage you to become a VIP member so you can have access to all of the videos. We're coming up on 500 free videos for you. It's just a mountain of golden nuggets for you. All right, real quick before I close out, we got the Week of Power course coming up here in November 6th through the 12th. Come Tustin, California, and let me take you to the next level, just like I did with Erica. And I think that's about it for now. Next episode is going to be part two of this, and we might even squeeze in some more stuff. All right, Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.